I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Jennifer Lowry, she's been with Prison Fellowship on and off since 2005, first as a field director for Arkansas, an Angel Tree program specialist then, and her present role as program manager of Angel Tree Camping and Mentoring. I can't wait to hear more about that. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a joy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. You've been with Prison Fellowship since 2005. So what first drew you to this ministry?
Well, I was actually drawn to the ministry because my husband has a background as an attorney, and he represented people on death row. And when this opportunity, he saw lives transformed and changed by the blood of Jesus, even some of the most hardened people that you could imagine really coming to know Christ. And so when this opportunity came up, it really resonated. And what attracted me to Angel Tree particularly, I heard the story earlier, and I can relate to what it's like to see your parents arrested. While my parents weren't in that exact same situation, I did see them arrested in front of me when I was three. And so I know what it's like for those kids to have, the trauma that you feel and how much you want to know that your mom and dad love you. And so Angel Tree is this amazing way that you can bridge the gap and make sure that kids know that they're loved and it's not their fault and that Jesus loves them.
Well, tell us exactly how it works. If we're participating in Angel Tree, how do the children get gifts, and how do the parents know that those children get their gifts?
Well, it all starts in prison. We work with chaplains all over the country, and we have volunteers that help the chaplains go in and spread the word to parents in prison that this is available to them. The parents request the ministry for their children. They tell us where they live, what kind of gift they'd like to send, and a special message that they would like to go on the gift. And then we find local churches who will become the hands and feet of Jesus and contact those families, purchase gifts, and deliver them with the love of Christ on behalf of the parent that's in prison.
And so how does the gospel message get shared? Is that through these churches who are participating?
Absolutely. The connection point has to be through the local church because we want to not only connect the parent and child, but we also want to introduce them to believers who are going to love on them, who will share the gospel with them, and hopefully who will be involved with them all year long as much as the family would like for them to be.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.